boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Now, wait a darn minute. We got to circle back to the weekend because you left us on Friday with a sexy sounding weekend of doing the taxes with Neighborman. Now, you didn't say anything about it yesterday, so I don't know if that means it went poorly or it didn't happen at all.
The answer to that question is both. It went poorly and it didn't happen at all.
Oh, no.
So we did get into a little bit of an argument, maybe some might say a fight.
Oh, shoot.
About the taxes, because he was doing his taxes, and it was a little bit different this year because he bought a home. So doing that means you have
a nightmare. Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, you probably have more to put on there, right? Yeah, bought a home, things like that. I don't really know.
I have no idea.
I wouldn't know. And then there was something wrong with his W-2. So he had to look back on each pay stub in order to make sure things were correct.
That's annoying.
So he had to go through how many, I don't know, he gets paid every week. So how many weeks are there in a month?
Oh my God.
In a year?
52?
Yeah, he had to look at 52 pay stubs to make sure that his W-2 was in fact correct, because this man doesn't want to go to jail.
I respect it, but that sucks.
And then there's me, and I'm trying to like clean the carpets, and I'm like, babe, where's the carpet cleaner? Babe, can you help me pick it? Can you help me get it from up the top shelf, babe? And yeah, I was being annoying, and I annoyed him, and then we got into a fight. And then I never got my taxes done.
Okay. sounds a little deserved. You're going to jail.
I did ask him last night. I was like, hey, so when are we going to do my taxes? And he goes, oh, aren't you going to do your own? And I go, no, you're going to do them. And he goes, so how much are you going to pay me to do my taxes? And let me tell you, I lowballed this man because you start low and you work your way up. I said $2. I'm offering him $2 to do my taxes.
And he took that?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
I also offered him a good time, but he told me that's not allowed.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So that's a crime of some
sort. What he wants is for you to, like, leave the house while he does it, probably. Silence is what he wants to be paid in.
Yeah, actually, I think he would prefer that.
Yes. St. Patrick's Day is one of my favorite days of the year. And don't judge me for how dumb this sounds. But it's because everybody wears the same color.
No, I don't think that's dumb at all.
Oh, my gosh. It's just adding the right amount of whimsy into my life today, going around and seeing everybody pull out their best green T-shirt or hair accessory or pair of shoes. I'm like, why can't we have more days like this? As grown adults, we still, for the most part, decide to show up to work wearing green. And I love it. I think it's so pure.
No, I saw a coworker earlier today. And they had their winter coat on. And I'm like, you got green underneath there? And they're like, oh, of course I do. And they unzip their winter coat. And they show up. You get excited to show your green. It reminds me of like homecoming week, right? Where you get excited to show off, you know.
Disney Day.
We would do like old people day.
Yes.
We would do Hawaiian day. We did toga. Toga, right?
Toga?
Yeah, where you would wear. Only seniors got to wear the togas.
That's weird.
Why?
Why?
Because it was like a tradition just for the seniors. It was like, you're about to graduate, you get to wear the togas. But if any other class like did it, you would get sent home. It was only for the seniors. Which, thinking about it now, I don't know why we did it, because you're half naked underneath
That's very
the bed sheet, if you're honest with each
Let's
other.
Make Friday's toga day, but you're going to be the only one that does it. And just if anybody else does, they'll get sent home.
I am half naked underneath it.
Thanks.
Just know that.
I didn't need to know. But it's on Friday for you.
I'll wear it.
I know you will.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Speaking of having whimsy in life, this is my favorite thing I've seen on TikTok recently. That is the Sidewalk Joy Map. Okay. This is a website that people are talking about that's a worldwide map of like free exchanges or yard installations that people have, and they add their at the location of this exchange or installation to promote whimsy in your community. So kind of like You know the free libraries that people have sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
It can be that, but it can also be other things. It can be swaps for like little trinket type things, yarn, mugs, art, keychains, plant seeds, puzzles. Like they show so many different ones. Or like a yard installation, which could be a wishing tree. It could be like a diorama. I want to submit the people in North Liberty that always have those skeletons out in their yard acting things out year round. Full-size skeletons.
I'm sorry. Tell me more about the skeletons.
I have told you this. They may technically be coralville. It's on that line. They have skeletons out in the front. And like, depending on the time of the year, if there's an Iowa football game, they have them dressed up in like jerseys and stuff. Or for the 4th of July, maybe they're barbecuing some weenies. It's my favorite thing. This needs to be on the sidewalk joy map. Maybe I should submit it. They have 1,000 spots so far. So I, of course, went to...
Do we have anything around us?
The corridor
area. Shut
up. There's three. There is one in Iowa City called the Prairie Grass Playhouse. And it's out in their yard. They have a miniature like theater and they stage different scenes.
No, they don't.
Yes. So kind of like the skeletons that I was just talking about. So that's the Prairie Grass Playhouse in Iowa City. Then in Fairfax, it's the Fairfax Free Blockbuster Media.
What is this?
So you could take a book or leave a book. You could take a DVD or CD or video games or vinyls or VHS tapes. And it's kind of like a block because, you know, RIP Blockbuster, no longer with us. It's like a free library. Take one and swap one out.
Cool.
Situation. So that's in Fairfax. And the last one is actually near Marion Road in Central City. It's Roscoe the Rock Snake, which is in the front of somebody's grandma's front yard. It's a rock. You should take Neighbor Man.
I know. Keep going. Keep talking.
It's a bunch of rocks in the formation of a snake in the front yard.
I need the address. I'll be there tomorrow.
I will send it to you. He's going to be so excited.
What is this thing called again?
Roscoe the Rock Snake.
No, the map.
Oh, sorry. I was really excited about Roscoe the Rock Snake. It's the sidewalk joy map. But also, it's Roscoe the Rock Snake.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Kaler.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I've been loving the analog trend that's been going around on TikTok of people trying to find different activities besides sitting on the couch, watching a TV show, and also scrolling on your phone at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just feels like you waste time. And we have started trying to figure out ways that we can spend more time doing real life activities with Unplug with those girls. It's a chart that you can also fill out and see how many hours you spend doing real life crafts or activities or being outside. I picked up a little hobby of mine that I have not touched in a long time last night, and that is painting.
And she killed it.
I am not going to lie. I was like, dang, why don't I do this more?
So talk about what you painted, because you obviously people can't see what you painted, but we can talk about what you painted.
So I voluntold my sister that I wanted to paint birthday banners for her kids' joint birthday party this weekend. And she's like, yeah, sure. Well, I'm not going to tell you, no. But my nephew loves cars right now. So she's like, if you want to do something cars for him, he would love it. It'd be so awesome. So I painted Lightning McQueen last night, and it low-key looks just like him.
It does. If you would have told me you bought that at the store, I would have believed it. If you would have told me a professional painted it, I believed it. But also, if you told me you painted it, I also still believe it.
If you would have told me I'd spend 4 hours and my
did
back
did you really?
Would be, well, between last night and I did a little bit this morning, yeah, I spent about 4 hours painting.
That is 4 Z circles that you got to fill in on the chart.
I did this morning and it felt really good.
Well, you could get the chart yourself. Start filling in those Z circles when you are unplugging yourself away from that phone and not doom scrolling as much. Get the chart right now at KZIA.com with the free Z102.9 app, and then we'll be checking in at the end of the month to see how you did, and then we'll also tell you how we did as well.
It finally happened. I found my purpose in life.
Wow. Look at that. Before 30, you're killing it.
Well, I don't know if it's a happy purpose. I found my purpose is to be the alarm clock to my boyfriend's alarm clock so that I can be his human alarm clock. Picking up what I'm putting
down? No, that
down.
Was a tongue twister.
I am his personal alarm clock because his alarm clock doesn't wake him up. It wakes me up, and then it's my job to wake him up. For example, he had to be up super early this morning, way earlier than his normal used to. And his alarm went off at 5:30 a.m. And I was like, okay, he's not moving, but I know he's got to get going to make it into, like, he's cutting it close already.
Yeah.
So I give him the old college shove. Hey, buddy, you better wake up if you want to make it in. It's 5:30. You got to be at work at 6. And he goes, oh, okay. I'm so glad you woke up. And then he gets and goes on his way. And then texts me again later today. You came in so clutch. I'm so glad you woke up. Otherwise, I would have been late. And I would have been so SOL today. I'm like, you know what? Why does it have to be? Why do I have to be your alarm clock?
You know what you should get? I feel like I saw this on, like, Good Morning America, or it could have been honestly one of those info commercials at like 3 a.m. because, you know, couldn't sleep or something.
Mm.
But I swear that they have like an alarm clock of some sort that it has to do with your pillow.
Oh my God.
And it wakes you up via the pillow.
Okay, with sound or movement?
No, like vibrations of some sort.
What?
If I remember right, that's how, then it wouldn't affect you because you ain't on the same pillow unless you are, which then I don't believe that because you hate cuddling.
I do. I do fear that I would probably still feel it somehow because I am quite a light sleeper. And the other problem is that half the time I wake up and he's on my pillow. So guess who still gets to be the alarm clock?
You do.
Me.
How many times do you walk into a room in your house and you're like, there should have been an outlet right here because it drives me nuts? Well, I'm struggling with that myself because we moved into our new house actually a year ago next month.
Mm.
And the first thing that we noticed was that every single room in that house only has one outlet.
This was like a real real damper for you for quite some time.
We didn't notice when we were buying the house. No. We noticed when we were finally moving in. It was too late at that point to negotiate anything. But now we're finally bringing an electrician. They're going to come on Monday. They're going to start adding outlets.
Mm-hmm.
And we told them everywhere we wanted to add them. But the electrician actually made a good point. Hey, if you've got a TV hanging on the wall in the living room, don't you think you should add an outlet right directly behind it so you're not dangling a cord? My guy.
My guy.
I love you.
I love a man that knows that if you can avoid a dangling cord.
He knows aesthetic.
It's his job, he should.
Rack it up. Rack up the bill.
I'll
thank
do it
you.
To all of them, yeah.
Thank you. So then when my boyfriend neighborman tells me that that's what the electrician mentioned yesterday, I'm like, well, wait a minute. We have another TV in our bedroom upstairs. Why don't we add another outlet directly behind that TV? However, the way the neighbor man hung that TV, well, I wasn't home to tell him. And so that TV is seriously kissing the ceiling. It's really high up. And so when I told him, let's put another one like directly high behind this TV, he goes, well, isn't it dumb to put one behind that? Because this isn't going to be our main bedroom for the rest of our lives. Eventually, we're going to redo the attic and we're going to move up there.
Mm.
So I want to know, is it dumb to put an outlet right behind the TV that's going to be seriously kissing the ceiling?
No. If anything, I think that's good. Once you do long-term move up to the attic, I feel like that would make it the perfect gym room.
What do you mean?
Home gym. I feel like gyms always have TVs up in the corner.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Make it into a little gym. I'm like, whatever. I would rather have an outlet in a weird spot than cords hanging out. So it's like, whatever, as long as the outlet's the same color as the wall. I say do it.
I say my other thought is you could hang Christmas lights.
Or like a pendant lamp or something.
Oh yeah.
Or what else could you hang up there?
We start putting random crap up there. A toaster.
A toaster at the ceiling.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I have to make a confession about something that from this morning.
Go on.
So, I was running a little bit late because I decided to...
Did you hit somebody?
No!
Okay.
No.
I hope you would never confess that
on the
radio.
My conscience feels guilty.
You hit a bird.
I did not hit a bird. I was running late because I did some painting this morning, and of course I got a little carried away, okay? Sue me. And I'm like running around like a chicken with my head cut off, and I'm like getting ready to go. Now I have a window in my bedroom that faces the driveway, and we share a driveway kind of with our like neighbors basically, because we live in like a townhome. And I looked out and I noticed my neighbor, that poor girl, they didn't shovel their driveway and she was stuck at the bottom of their driveway because she ran over a drift. And I'm like, do I go out and offer to help? I didn't do it. Now, it's not like I sat there and watched because that would be really cruel because she ended up having to get like a shovel and was digging herself out. And eventually the guy she lives with came out and helped her too. But I feel a little guilty because if that was me, I would have really, really like given the puppy dog eyes.
You know what?
I'm a bad neighbor.
No, I went nice. It's not 24/7.
Oh.
I went nice is, I don't know, 5 hours a day.
Oh, so that was not my time.
No, you clock in later.
I mean, to be fair, I don't know them. That's the thing.
Somebody else clocked in for Iowa Nice. You are going to clock in this afternoon. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
She might still be there when we get home later tonight.
Do you think she would have helped you?
No, because I don't know them.
See?
They
then
never,
that's where I'm saying.
They never leave the house, so that's where I was really shocked.
If you don't think she would have helped you, then do you have to help her?
I guess not.
So it's not your time to clock in for Iowa Nice?
I'm going
to
knock on wood because I'm going to get stuck tomorrow probably.
Someone's going to hate me for saying that, but you
she
know what?
She is going to nana boo boo at me from her window.
And that's where?
I call you.
Karma is going to come back around for you not doing it, and that's fine. You will pay the price.
What do you mean?
You will, because you didn't help, and that's fine.
Okay.
Karma will come back around.
None of this made me feel better.
Because you didn't clock in for Iowa Nice.
You just told me not to.
You don't have to, but I'm saying karma will come back around because you didn't clock in for Iowa Nice. You don't have to, but it will come back around.
I had to go home and shovel their driveway.
I opened my stupid mouth, and now I got us a second job.
Okay. When you say us, do you mean us, or did you volunteer me for something I don't want to do?
Actually, I don't think you want to do it.
What do you mean?
We're getting ourselves a sports show.
Like, for the public to consume?
Uh-huh. Sports radio, baby.
Okay.
Well, we do know that we're trying to take over 1600 ESPN on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Which is still in progress. We still want to take over the station on that day and do a show, right? Or do something. I don't know what we're going to do, but we are definitely going to hop over onto that station.
Yes.
Whether they like it or not. But I was working ahead for Let's Get Quizzical, which we do weeknights at 6:10. It's a trivia question. Mm. And I'm thinking about what's going on right now in the world, right? We've got St. Patrick's Day today. So, of course, you're going to get a St. Patrick's Day trivia question tonight. And then after that, what else is going on? I know that... Spring kicks off on Friday.
Yep.
And March Madness is happening as well. I don't know diddly crap about March Madness. So I'm doing some research and I'm looking into things and I'm thinking of what could be a trivia question. Mm. And that's when I find some really cool facts about March Madness. And I end up discovering some things and I make it into a trivia question. I don't want to spoil anything because you're just going to have to tune in to Let's Get Quizzical the next two nights. But I wanted to make sure that... the things that I've discovered weren't just common knowledge because I'm dumb and I don't know sports, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I send over the trivia question I came up with to Spencer from 1600 ESPN. And I said, is this a commonly known fact? Mm. And I'll just tell you it's about March Madness. And he goes, actually, I didn't know that myself.
Whoa, you outdid the doer.
And I said, well, heck yeah. And he goes, maybe you should host the sports show after all. I was like, please, let me. And he goes... The offer still stands, 3 o'clock every day, those girls on sports. He gave us a show.
Well, we're normally here at 3. So what do you want to do about that?
I don't know what we'd do. If we delay this show till 4, if we, I don't.
What do we talk about over there?
I don't know. It's apparently sports. So I opened our mouth, and it's going to be called Those Girls on Sports, but I don't know nothing about sports. Apparently, I did research, and it made me qualified. But I'm not doing research every day, Taylor. I'm telling you that right now. If I have to do the amount of research it took me to find one trivia question
That's
every single day.
I didn't sign up for this. This is you. It's a solo. It's Destiny's dumb sports. I should be old enough to, like, take care of myself and know, you know, best practices when it comes to...
Hygiene.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's come to my attention that maybe I've been... missing a step before bedtime. I've noticed this about my boyfriend Curly since we've lived together, which is a couple years now. I always thought it was so strange that if he showered at night, he would put cologne on before going to bed. And I don't mean like just like Axe body spray, like his nice cologne. And I'd be like, what? Where are you going? Who are you doing all this for? It's like your fancy restaurant, like going out to eat type cologne. I'm like, that seems weird. Just to go to bed and have it just rub off onto your pillow. That seems really strange. Until recently, I got a lotion that had like a matching body mist scent. I'm like, okay, I always make sure I'm a night shower. I put on lotion everywhere. Maybe I should layer it and put the body spray on top so that I go to bed smelling good. Because I always, he comes to bed, I'm like, oh God, he smells good. What is he, what do I smell like? Does he ever think that about me? I don't know. So I started doing it and he noticed. He's like, you smell really good. I'm like, thanks. I have a new routine. I actually copied you because I don't know if this is something that I've been missing a step on for the last 29 years of my life.
I've been doing that for years on years on years, that I always make sure, even if I take a shower or not at night, to put like a mist. I don't put perfume, but I do put a mist on, and I guess I don't want to waste my good perfume.
Same.
At night, but I always do this. And I don't remember why exactly I started it. I think it was just like somebody said, if you want to feel good before you go to bed, you should smell good. It's kind of like in school. They would always tell you that if you want to test good, you should dress good. So I think I kind of just did the exact same thing. But I do know that if you want your perfume to last longer, you should always put it on top of like lotion.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why you felt like you smell good, was because you just put it on top of lotion. Something else that I did discover in the last like 2 to 3 years was somebody said you should also put deodorant on at night before you go to bed so that it can like sit. So you're not like putting it too much into work, but it can like marinate a little bit and just like do that. I do that as well.
I do that.
I put the deodorant on at night before I go to bed.
I do that because otherwise I get sweaty in my sleep.
Oh, I forgot you are a sweater. Ugh, that's a good thing you did start putting perfume on.
I know. Yeah. Have I gone all this time?
Yeah, you've been nasty.
Stinky, sweaty.
Yeah. He's probably been talking crap about you. I just remembered this. Nasty.
Thank you for the confidence boost.
Everybody start your stopwatch. We're going to see how long it takes for Taylor to walk out of the studio. Because I am betting on less than 30 seconds after I tell her this news.
Okay.
Do you know what Friday is?
No.
Well, it's the first day of spring. I thought that you were going to say that. Friday is National Proposal Day.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I sent it to Neighbor Man. Sent a picture and I said, no pressure. And then he just viewed it and didn't say anything. Oh. So then I said a question mark and he says, no.
What do you want me to do? What do you mean?
Figure it out.
I will say, I mean, it's been like a long time since I've truly on the radio and off the radio that you've been like, I feel like it's coming. Oh my God, it's happening. I don't know if you've just let it go or maybe you're not talking about it as much, hoping that that means it'll come sooner. I don't know. But you really haven't been talking about it that much.
He literally hasn't. I haven't had any signs. No inkling. No movement.
Right.
There's been nothing. Nothing's happening. So I can't go crazy if nothing's happening.
Right. And you thought a national day, sending him a screenshot of a national day was going to do it.
I don't know. I'm like, if you're going to, for the love of God, if Valentine's Day couldn't get you to do it, maybe National Proposal Day will get you to do it. I'm desperate at this point. Dude, we have a wedding to plan. We have a wedding to plan by the end of the year, buddy. You got to pick up the pace here. Come on now.
Right. But maybe he left you on red to think that it's not going to happen, and then maybe that will mean it will happen.
Are you going to make me go crazy? One of us is going
to. You just said that you wanted to. What do you want me to do? So I know you're thinking the proposal could happen on Friday, or you're wishing it into existence because it's National Proposal Day.
I'm wishing. I'm hoping.
Maybe that's not the case. However, there's like a million national days every day. What if a different one could mean your proposal's coming?
What do you got?
National Ravioli Day is on Saturday. What does that mean?
He does like ravioli. Anytime we get Ziojano's, he always requests the bucket of ravioli.
He could stick a ring in the ravioli.
Mm-hmm.
Bite into it. A little meat, a little, mm-hmm. little rock. You know what I'm saying?
Put it on the garlic bread.
Sunday? Wait. Yeah, Sunday is National Corn Dog Day. What does that mean?
I hate corn dogs.
Okay. well, shoot.
That would be a horrible day to do it.
Well, let's see. Oh, Monday is National Goof Off Day. What's goofier than getting proposed to?
Okay, are you just making fun of me now?
I would never do that. Ever, ever, ever.
I feel like
National Chip and Dip Day. How about that?
Now I feel like you're making fun of me. I don't know why.
Anything's possible. You know?
I think you are.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
One of the biggest moments that I think we still remember from 2025 was the Coldplay kiss cam.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
I mean, unbelievable timing that a CEO of the company Astronomer was caught on the kiss cam at a Coldplay concert, canoodling with the head of HR for his company. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a time.
Oh, my God. The memes were unreal. It was at every single sporting event of all time. And I still feel like I see videos of people at sporting events who do the bit of being like, oh, we're cuddling. And then they're like, whoa, 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 ah. And they mm-hmm. act all nervous and scared. Well, it's been like, it's got to be close to a year.
Oh, since it feels like it.
And for the first time, the woman in the situation is speaking out for herself.
The HR girl?
For the first time.
Really?
Yes. Because, spoiler, the CEO stepped down and her name is Kristen, also stepped down and left the company, I believe, from her position of being the head of HR. So her name is Kristen. She brought in Oprah. Oprah is here to hear it out for the first time. Her first public statement, I guess, about the scandal. So she really is ready to turn the chapter. That's why she's ready to lay it all out there. She revealed she was already separated from her husband at the time of the concert. Everybody thought that both were married, which is true. She was still technically married, hadn't gone through like a divorce or anything. She was separated from her husband. Now, the CEO claimed he was separated from his wife. That seems to not be so true, but he told her that. So she said she was separated. Her husband, that she is estranged from at that time, was also at the concert, meaning he saw them on the kiss cam together on the big screen. And she was like, in my mind, how weird would it be for me to run into him? Not because there was any bad blood, and she didn't think that he would be surprised by her being with the CEO because she knew how closely they worked together. But she wasn't expecting to be blast on the big screen for the kiss cam, which would then turn into a viral meme across the entire world. And she now says that she would have rather gone to the concert with her ex-husband than the CEO because it absolutely blew up her life.
Okay, so I have questions then. If she was obviously getting divorced, so she's not with her current husband. The other guy, CEO, claims...
Told her.
Right, that he was also separating. Then why'd they duck? Is it because she knew her ex-husband was in the crowd? But otherwise,
I don't know.
Why are you ducking then? Why do you have a reason to duck?
You know what? You make a valid point. Because that from our viewers' eyes, it
you look
means
suspicious.
You know you're doing something wrong.
Uh-huh. So why are you still ducking? I don't believe it.
Okay, well, move over, Oprah. She should have talked to you.
Dang it. Let me interview people!
That's going to work, that moment right there.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Yeah, I totally volunteered you to babysit. And you are the least qualified to do so.
I generally am a little too awkward to be a babysitter.
I know.
Kids, hell are weird. You know what I'm saying?
Well, luckily for you, it's not a human.
Okay.
I'm going to volunteer
an alien. I've been waiting. I would take that job.
Well, I mean, I guess it's my little wiener dog, Zaw, that I was thinking about volunteering you to babysit.
Okay, in what context?
So I told you earlier that we have electricians coming on Monday to put some outlets in throughout the house. But here's the thing. Neighbor man will be home. But, you know, we've got a zoo at the house. We've got 4 cats, 2 dogs.
Right.
Cats, no problem. I'm not really worried about that. And Evie, our other dog, I'm not really worried about her. She's selfish. She only cares about herself, to be quite honest.
Fair. Queen.
Zon, on the other hand, my little wiener dog, he hates everybody in society, except for me. Like, if my parents come to stay with us, and my dad will be there for, like, 3 days, my dad will come home still on the 3rd day, and my dog will bark at him like he's never met him once. Mm-hmm. My dog hates people. And so he needs to work on his people skills. And I know this. I'm trying. But I just don't think the electricians are going to have fun being there for probably an 8-hour-a-day project and having a little wiener dog yell at them all day long. Mm-hmm. So I think it's best that, well, either I stay home and I just stay with Zaw all day, cuddling him, or I'll bring him to work. Mm-hmm. Now, if I bring him to work, the problem is I am in a meeting on Monday for about 30, 45, maybe an hour long. And I can't bring him into the meeting. I just can't. So you're going to have to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the discussion is up in the room. Mm-hmm. Either I take some PTO on Monday and I just stay home with my dog, or I bring him to work. But you will have to babysit him for an hour. Mm. And he will have to be in here in the studio with us for the show. And there's a fat 99.9% chance he will be barking during the show.
Mm.
Is, again, he hates everyone in this society.
Well, okay, because normally if someone brings a dog, I'm like, yes.
Uh-huh.
Anybody that's brought a dog here, they have camped out in my office. I've done it for Chris Jackson and his lovely dog, Chorizo. We had a dog, Trusty, that hung out here a couple years ago. I constantly was like, shut him in my office. I love having a dog around because we get along. I get along with dogs better than I get along with people.
I know
what I mean? So people would bring their dogs to me all the time. However, I just worry when you say he hates society, because he's going to hate the people in your house, but also isn't he going to hate the people in this building?
He is. He's going to bark at everybody.
So I'm down to watch him, but if he hates me, what's the difference between hating me and hating the electricians?
Well, the thing is like, I'll be locked in my office for a good chunk of the day.
Right.
Right. So he won't bark. He'll just be with me.
He though? How many field trips has he gone on?
What do you mean?
Just because you're there doesn't mean he's not going to bark. Your office is also scary.
I know. I'm going to have to try to make it soundproof too, so he doesn't hear anybody walking in the hallway. So I'm going to have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we will be together in the room,
mm-hmm.
and he gets protective of me. He's not going to like you, which means half the show will be a barking.
Right.
And then you'll have to be with him for an hour at least while I'm in that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You hate this. You're saying take some PTO.
I'm saying it sounds like the two of you should just go get a hotel and stay away from everybody.
The best part about being in a relationship is when you both agree, screw making dinner tonight. We're doing takeout.
Oh, yes.
That's what happened last night. I called neighbor man as soon as I get off. And I go, hey, I'm leaving work. I'll be home. It's probably time to start making dinner. And I said, well, actually, you could probably wait. I'm thinking maybe Target first, then I'll come home.
Mm.
He thought I ended up saying, like, one of our favorite restaurants. He didn't hear the word Target. He heard something else.
Mm.
And one thing led to another, and we ended up getting Poke Bowl.
Nice. All because it was misheard.
It was all misheard. He goes, wait a minute, Pokey? And I said, well, that's not what I said, but I do want that. Mm. And he goes, me too. I don't want to cook. I'm putting the salmon back in the freezer. And I said, I like what you're saying. I'll pick you up and we're going to go get it.
Bet, buddy.
Best feel. And it was, you know what? It's so much easier to convince your significant other to not eat the food at home than it is to convince your parents.
I know. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Or why that happens.
I would have to be begging on my knees, puppy dog, promising to do chores until I was 25 to my parents for one night out at McDonald's for one Big Mac.
One little McNugget.
Uh-huh. But for your significant other, all you got to do is say, babe, I'm thinking Poke Bowl. And they're like, me too. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the heck?
I actually don't understand why, especially it's the cream of the crop icing on the cake when you both are thinking the same place.
Uh-huh.
I think it's just, I would rather just agree than not, than fight about it.
Uh-huh.
And just go get it.
I don't know. We'll never know because we're not parents right now. So we don't know why parents do that. Yeah. The only thing I could think of is asserting dominance. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
I have to say no because I am the mom or I am the dad or whatever. Screw asserting.
Over a McNugget? No.
Have you asked your boyfriend why he has not asked you to be your leprechaun?
I haven't yet, but I cannot wait to when I get home.
Oh, I was the first thing I did today. As I'm doing my makeup, I go, neighbor man, I'm really upset with you today. Which, you know, he probably hears that at least 16 times a day. But I go, I'm mad at you and I'm not very happy. And he goes, oh, what is it now? I go, well, you haven't asked me to be your leprechaun today. Mm. And he goes, honey, because I don't want to.
Oh.
And I go, excuse me? I was expecting flowers and I was expecting to be asked to be your leprechaun today. And he goes, well, I don't want you to be my leprechaun. They're mischievous.
Oh.
They're bad. I don't want that.
He took it really literally.
He did. I didn't like that. I want to be all of them, right? I want to be your firework on the 4th of July.
I want to be your egg for Easter. I can't wait for his reason why he doesn't want you to be his egg for that. I need you to report back
in
a couple
weeks. I'll do it. And I want to hear how the leprechaun goes for you.
I'll let you know. April Fool's Day is going to be here before you know it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've been plugging away on our prank, which we have been planning for, which is to get on every radio station in this building because we have three brother and sister radio stations, which are 1600 ESPN, Sports, Smart FM, which is all 80s, and then X107.5, which is alternative. We know where all of these studios are. Heck, X107.5 is two doors down.
Mm-hmm.
We just have never risked it for the biscuit and just gone in and said, hey, it's those girls on X107.5, or hey, it's those girls on 1600 ESPN. We figure if it's April Fool's, we can do it all in one day and not get in trouble.
And if they pull us into HR, we're going to laugh at HR's face and we're going to say, it was an April Fool's Day joke.
Yeah, it's just a joke.
Chill out.
Gosh. Well, Spencer from...
How about you take that pink slip?
Yeah. From 1600 ESPN, Spencer has been kind of putting us to the test, prepping us, because he's like, whatever, guys. I don't have the authority to fire you, but if you're going to do it, at least know what you're talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
He's having us work on an NCAA bracket, which we have yet to do. We're going to get to it, Spencer. Don't you worry. We got time.
We got time. We'll submit it 5 seconds before it's due.
Yeah. So we're going to do that, and that's going to help give us a little bit of context. But now I'm thinking, like, okay, do we need to talk to Chris Jackson from X107.5?
He scares me. What are we going to do?
Well, I just don't know, like, what kind of advice or homework he's going to give us. That's not just, like, totally stupid.
Oh, like how we prepare for alternative music?
Yeah, because, you know, Spencer's on
something. I don't even know how you prepare for that.
I don't either. Like ride a skateboard.
Oh, you know what? I could see that one.
Or
no, like, I like that.
Drink like scotch.
I bet you they drink, yes.
Like craft beers.
No, bougie things. Things that I've never even thought to drink. Scotch is the first one. And they probably do it on ice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or which one's more bougie, without or with ice?
I don't know.
I don't know which one's considered more bougie.
I just think that whatever it is, he's going to make fun of us.
Oh, great.
He's going to quiz us on our band tees that we don't know the music of.
I know. I know they play Noah Kahan over there. That's all I know. And Green Day.
Good start. We're off to a great start.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, so I've got a trivia question in honor of the holiday. The question is, what color did leprechauns reportedly wear before green? What is it?
You mean to tell me? See, that would have been a bad year to get new decorations when they made the switch.
Oh, no.
To get rid of all the old stuff. That'd be a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
What color did leprechauns reportedly wear before green? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical.
Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tomorrow's the day. Don't forget your green. Guess somebody will pinch you.
Me.
I knew you were that somebody.
I have green nails, so I feel I am allowed.
That does not count.
It does. And I think I can pinch with them quite
well. Okay, fine. You can pinch with them, but I better see green on you.
Yeah. I have some really cute green shoes I'm going to wear. I know everybody cares so much. You do.
They're like, shut up and get to Let's Get Quizzical. The question is, what color did leprechauns reportedly wear before green? What is it?
You can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029. But so far, Mark said orange.
Makes sense.
Also in the Irish flag.
Uh-huh.
Cool. I don't know. I can't picture it. It's a lot of orange.
I could just think of their facial. Usually I got like a orange, reddish beard.
Beard.
And that's the only thing I can think of right now.
Yeah. I'm down.
8912 said red. Speaking of it.
Feels wrong.
It feels like the devil.
Feels like Christmas. It's giving Santa.
You're right, red and green.
You know, that's the big man's suit.
Stand away.
Stand down, leprechauns.
You guys better stand down. Or he'll put you in the bag.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the bad list. The bag is worse. That's somehow worse. 8060 said yellow.
I can see it. Again, it's close to...
I like that because it's sunshiny. Like the rainbow.
Well, I just, when I think pot of gold,
yeah,
I think the yellow gold.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And the rainbow.
The rainbow and the gold, and that's all I can think of. Beer before it's dyed green.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when you yak it up.
I'm classy. I'm a classy, classy lady. Not once have I been sick on a St. Patrick's Day, I don't think. However the next day.
Tomorrow.
However the next day.
What color did leprechauns reportedly wear before green? What is it?
You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
Okay, this sounds really toxic of me, but now that you said you've never been sick on St. Patrick's Day, I'm about to bring so much booze.
Oh.
I'll get in trouble, so I probably shouldn't. But
you don't want that. Not those Lucky Charms all over the front lawn.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Dude.
Hello?
Dude.
I was the whole time talking into my microphone.
Like, nobody heard any of that.
Why is this thing not on? And then you're just yelling, dude! Dude!
Like, because I can hardly hear. You're like...
You think I'd have it together after being here for how many years? I don't. The question, now that my microphone's on, what color did leprechauns reportedly wear before green? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
red. Leprechauns wore the color red.
Say what?
Before they ever wore green. Now, I did some research about this. This is a Irish folklore.
Okay.
But apparently... they wore red to kind of show that they're mischievous.
Oh.
You know.
A little naughty.
A little devil, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. And that it changed before the 20th century.
Because green is happy?
That part I didn't see.
Well, gee whiz, you're saying red means like devilish and stuff. So what does green mean? Money? Pot of gold?
Wait, that makes sense.
Oh my God,
you smarter than me?
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.